This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent India at the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected government of Bangladesh, led by Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rehman in Dhaka this coming Tuesday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the Speaker's participation at this important event underscores the deep and enduring friendship between the people of India and Bangladesh. The Ministry said this reaffirms India's steadfast commitment to the democratic values that bind the two nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the approval of 1 lakh crore rupee Urban Challenge Fund UCF by the Union Cabinet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the fund will leverage market finance, private participation and citizen-centric reforms to deliver high-quality urban infrastructure. He said the initiative will make cities the key drivers of the country's economic growth. The UCF is a centrally sponsored scheme of the Ministry of Home and Urban Affairs with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi tomorrow. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions, including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan, and Africa, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed Narendra Modi government's commitment to the agricultural community, ensuring that the interests of farmers, cattle rearers and fishermen will remain protected in all international trade agreements. The minister was speaking after launching country's first central bank digital currency, CBDC-based public distribution system at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The minister expressed confidence that the new digital token-based distribution system would eliminate corruption within the public distribution system and bring the much-needed transparency to the delivery process. Mr. Shah also highlighted the government's pro-poor initiatives over the past decade, pointing out that 27 crore people have successfully crossed the poverty line under these efforts.
एक लीक प्रूफ सिस्टम प्रहलाद जी के नेतृत्व में मोदी जी के माध्यम से आज
अ लीक प्रूफ सिस्टम इज बीइंग डेडिकेटेड टू द नेशन टुडे अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ प्रहलाद जी एंड थ्रू मोदी जी आई बिलीव दैट विद दिस सिस्टम द मेथड ऑफ प्रोवाइडिंग राशन्स टू द पुअर बाय आवर मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ फूड एंड सप्लाईज विल कंप्लीटली एलिमिनेट करप्शन एंड फूड ग्रेन्स विल स्टार्ट रीचिंग द पुअर इन अ ट्रांसपेरेंट मैनर
पारदर्शी तरीके से गरीबों को अनाज मिलने की शुरुआत हो.
The Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad has launched a massive search operation in Yavatmal and Ahilya Nagar districts following intelligence inputs about alleged terror-linked activities. The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervor. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiva, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers, and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. In the women's cricket, India crushed host Australia by 9 wickets under the Duckworth-Lewis Stern DLS method in the first women's T20 international of 3-match series in Sydney today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this year's union budget reflects India's yearning to become a developed nation. In an interview to a news agency, the Prime Minister said budget is not now or never moment when born out of compulsion, but when it is born out of preparation and inspiration, it is we are ready moment. On recent trade deals, the Prime Minister said political stability, political predictability restored investor confidence in India. Meanwhile, the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Pakistan in a much-anticipated Group A encounter at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.